do the tough things first.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. Zinn covers the gamut from the essence of human happiness.
Having value is key to human happiness.
To the downside of venture capital for entrepreneurs.
Venture capital can be the antithesis of entrepreneurial spirit.
The essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
An entrepreneur without determination is truly an oxymoron.
Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO.
Hello, and welcome to what may prove to be a hot podcast. Ray Zinn, the longest-serving CEO in Silicon Valley, has some specific thoughts about the topic of immigration, enforcement, and the U.S. economy. With 37 years running a successful semiconductor company, Ray has seen the impact of bringing in talent from abroad, as well as the rampant offshoring within his industry. So his thoughts on immigration and the economy will be multifaceted. For Ray's insights on business and leadership, though, do grab a copy of his book, Tough Things First, where Ray distills those 37 years of executive experience into a one-stop entrepreneur and executive handbook. Tough Things First is enlightening and, I dare say, required reading in Silicon Valley and for people anywhere in the business of leading people. So let's get right into this overheated topic of immigration reform and economics. Good morning to Ray Yu. I hear you're up at your Montana ranch this morning.
Yes, I am. And it's a little dreary outside, but it's always nice in Montana.
Well, and from what I hear, if you're not pleased with the weather up there, all you have to do is wait about 5 minutes.
That's exactly right.
So now you have an interesting perspective, I bet, on immigration, because you were raised on a cattle ranch very close to the Mexican border. Did that form any of your opinions about the nature of immigration, labor, and economics?
Well, probably to some degree. My dad had a cattle ranch, and we did live 10 miles north of Mexicali, which is part of Baja California. And we did have Mexican laborers that worked for us. This is back in the 40s and 50s that this took place, and they were very good people. They were hardworking and very capable workers. So this is a very complicated problem, Guy, that I think should be broken into two parts. I think the borders need to be protected. There's no question about that, and that's the heart of the issue is, do we or do we not protect our borders? And the answer is yes. And I do believe we need to strengthen that. Now, there are various classes of immigrants that we have coming into this country. And we need to be sensitive and careful when we talk about them, because some of these people have been here for many, many, many years, and we've allowed them to stay. It's almost, you know, like, you know, they've got guaranteed rights almost, as you would. And so that's one of the issues that I think we need to address is, for those who have been here a considerable amount of time, and if they are willing to pay taxes and to thereby comply with all the rules and regulations of immigration, they should be given a chance.
Certainly agree with that. And that kind of goes towards, what is the upside of immigration in general? Tell us more about the upside of immigration for business in particular, but for the nation as a whole.
Well, where there's talent that we lack or that we can use or benefit from, certainly bringing people in from the outside would definitely help. I know that Wernher von Braun, who invented the rocket motor, we brought him in, as you would, but that's a special issue. So, but specialized talent, I think we should still allow to come in and be part of this great economy.
I know that's a big topic in Silicon Valley, because there's always a finite number of visas which they're allowing, and there's some extremely talented people, even in, especially perhaps in semiconductors, who aren't coming in to help revitalize that industry.
Well, you know, the specialized talent could also be the farm workers, because I know that many in this country do not want to do that sort of labor. And so being able to acquire the specialized talent for farm labor, I think, still qualifies under what I call bringing in specialized talent.
So part of the problem was the enforcement of the borders. That's leads us to the other side of the coin. What are the downsides when we have lax enforcement on immigration laws?
We get this flood of people coming in that are not necessarily complying with the laws and don't have to comply with the laws because they're not identified as citizens of this country. And as we know, when you have an open border and anyone can come in, anyone will come in, and that causes problems both from the standpoint of crime and other nefarious acts that these people would bring in. So I think it's important that we do better managing our borders so that we can do better at protecting our citizens.
Well, and that brings us to this current election year. We know that immigration is going to be a topic on the campaign trail. And partisan politics aside, what are the policy positions that candidates should be taking in regard to both immigration and enforcement?
Definitely, enforcement has to be beefed up. Protecting the borders is important. We know that by looking at the surveys and just the comments that the citizens have been making regarding this important topic. Regarding immigration in general, we have rules and regulations on how to manage the level of the immigration, and they should be by categories, whether it be for technical talent or for work-related talent that we particularly don't have in this country, should be carefully considered.
Well, thanks, Ray. This really does speak to our national policy on immigration. And speaking of policies, make it your policy to tune in to the next episode of the Tough Things First podcast, where we're going to dive into the unintended consequences of misguided policies with inside of a corporate organization. If you are a business leader, or even if you're a leader of a nonprofit, your policies have consequences. Ray is going to share his knowledge on policy formation and where it can go wrong.